Welcome, beloved believers in Jesus Christ, to another powerful encounter with the living God through His Holy Spirit. I want you to know that what you're about to hear today will revolutionize your understanding of divine encouragement and transform your Christian walk forever. Can I tell you something? The enemy of your soul wants you to believe that you're alone, that you're weak, that you're inadequate for the challenges ahead. But I'm here to declare to you today that Jesus Christ has already equipped you with everything you need. The Holy Spirit dwelling within you is the same power that raised Christ from the dead. Today, we're diving deep into one of the most encouraging passages in all of Scripture, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. This isn't just ancient history, my friend. This is God's eternal word speaking directly into your situation right now. Whether you're facing financial pressure, relationship challenges, health concerns, or spiritual warfare, the Almighty God has an encouraging word for you today. Get ready to be lifted, strengthened, and empowered by the unchanging truth of God's Word. Let's establish our foundation in the Word of God. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9 declares, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Listen to me carefully. This isn't a suggestion from heaven. This is a divine command. When the Almighty God commands you to be strong and courageous, He's not asking you to manufacture strength from your own resources. No! He's revealing to you what He has already deposited within you through His Holy Spirit. Notice the progression in this verse. First, God reminds Joshua and you that this is His command. The Creator of the universe, the God who spoke worlds into existence, the Jesus who conquered death, hell, and the grave, He is the one giving this directive. Second, He tells you to be strong and of a good courage. This is present tense action, not tomorrow's strength, not next week's courage. But right now, in this moment, you have access to divine fortification. Third, He commands you to reject fear and dismay. Why? Because fear is incompatible with faith, and discouragement is the enemy of destiny. Finally, and this is the key, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The presence of God guarantees the power of God in every situation you face. Here's what you must understand about biblical encouragement. It's not positive thinking. It's not motivational speaking. It's not psychological manipulation. It's the exclusive truth of God's unchanging character, revealed through Jesus Christ and made real by the Holy Spirit. Listen to me. The world will try to encourage you with temporary solutions. They'll tell you to believe in yourself, trust your abilities, think positive thoughts. But Christian encouragement is fundamentally different because it's rooted in the eternal nature of God Himself. When God told Joshua to be encouraged, He wasn't basing that encouragement on Joshua's military experience, his leadership capabilities, or his personal charisma. The encouragement was anchored in one exclusive truth: I am with you. The same I am who appeared to Moses in the burning bush. The same I am who became flesh and dwelt among us as Jesus Christ. The same Holy Spirit who fills believers today. This is why Christian encouragement never fails. It's not dependent on circumstances. It's not limited by resources. It's not hindered by opposition. Why? Because it flows from the inexhaustible nature of God. Can I tell you what makes you different as a believer in Jesus? You have access to divine encouragement that the world cannot understand and cannot replicate. When the Holy Spirit encourages you, He's drawing from the infinite reservoir of God's power, God's love, God's wisdom, and God's faithfulness. This means that no matter what you're facing today, you have exclusive access to encouragement that transcends human understanding. Your bank account might be empty, but your God is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. Your relationships might be strained, but Jesus is the friend who sticks closer than a brother. Your health might be challenged, but the Holy Spirit is your comforter, your healer, your strength. The encouragement God offers you through Christ is not just better than what the world offers. It's the only encouragement that can truly transform your heart, renew your mind, and empower you for victorious living. Now, I want you to understand something crucial about God's encouragement. It comes with divine authority and supernatural power. When Jesus spoke encouragement to his disciples, demons fled, storms ceased, and dead men rose to life. The encouragement you receive from God's word isn't just emotional comfort. It's the activation of heaven's authority in your earthly situation. When the Holy Spirit whispers encouragement to your spirit, principalities and powers in heavenly places take notice. Remember, beloved, you serve the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. The same authority that spoke creation into existence is the same authority behind every encouraging word he speaks to you through his Holy Spirit. This is why the enemy fights so hard against your encouragement. Satan knows that when a Christian walks in divine encouragement, they become unstoppable. Encouraged believers cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, and transform communities. An encouraged Christian is a dangerous weapon in the hands of Almighty God. When Jesus told his disciples, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world," he wasn't offering them a pep talk. He was transferring to them the authority of his victory. Every time the Holy Spirit encourages you, he's reminding you that you're not fighting for victory, you're fighting from victory. The power behind God's encouragement is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. It's the power that transformed cowardly disciples into bold apostles. It's the power that built the early church and continues to build God's kingdom today through every believer who dares to receive and walk in divine encouragement. Here's the beautiful truth about God's encouragement through Jesus Christ. It applies to every believer in every situation, in every season of life. There's no expiration date on God's promises, no geographical limitations on his presence, no cultural barriers to his power. Whether you're a new believer taking your first steps of faith or a seasoned Christian facing unprecedented challenges, the Holy Spirit has the same encouragement available for you today that he had for Joshua thousands of years ago. Are you in a season of transition? God says, "I am with you." Are you facing opposition? God says, "Be strong and courageous." Are you overwhelmed by responsibility? God says, "I have commanded you, therefore I have equipped you." The universality of God's encouragement means that your age doesn't disqualify you, your past doesn't disqualify you, your present circumstances don't disqualify you, and your perceived limitations don't disqualify you. If you belong to Jesus Christ, if the Holy Spirit dwells within you, then every encouraging promise in God's Word belongs to you. This encouragement transcends denominational boundaries, cultural differences, and social status. From the boardroom to the prison cell, from the hospital bed to the mission field, God's encouragement through Christ is available, accessible, and absolutely reliable. The same God who encouraged Joshua to possess the promised land wants to encourage you to possess everything he has promised you in Christ Jesus. Before we pray together, I want you to open your heart to receive fresh encouragement from heaven. The Holy Spirit is ready to speak directly to your situation right now. Whatever has been discouraging you, whatever has been overwhelming you, whatever has been frightening you, bring it before the throne of grace. Jesus is ready to exchange your weakness for his strength, your fear for his courage, your discouragement for his divine encouragement. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is present with us right now, ready to pour out encouragement upon every heart that's listening to this message. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that you are the source of all true encouragement. When you walked this earth, you encouraged the brokenhearted, strengthened the weak, and lifted up those who were cast down. We thank you that the same encouraging power that flowed through you continues to flow through your Holy Spirit today. Father, we confess that there have been times when we've allowed discouragement to overwhelm us. We've listened to the voice of the enemy instead of your voice. We've focused on our circumstances instead of your character. We've trusted in our own strength instead of your divine power. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to receive your encouragement by faith. Holy Spirit, we invite you to speak encouragement into every area of our lives right now. For those who are facing financial struggles, remind them that you are Jehovah Jireh, their provider. For those battling health challenges, reveal yourself as Jehovah Rapha, their healer. For those experiencing relationship difficulties, show them that Jesus is the friend who will never leave nor forsake them. Lord, we specifically pray for those who have lost hope. Holy Spirit, breathe new life into their spirits. Remind them that with God, all things are possible. Show them that what the enemy meant for evil, you will turn for good. We pray for Christian leaders who are facing overwhelming responsibilities. Encourage them with the truth that you have called them and you will equip them. Give them supernatural strength and divine wisdom. Surround them with your presence and fill them with your Holy Spirit. Father, we lift up those who are in seasons of transition and uncertainty. Remind them that you go before them and you will never leave them. Give them courage to step forward in faith, trusting in your perfect plan for their lives. Jesus, we pray that every person hearing this message will experience a supernatural encounter with your encouraging presence. Break through every barrier of doubt, fear, and discouragement. Fill them with fresh hope, renewed strength, and unshakable confidence in your goodness. Holy Spirit, we ask you to continue this work of encouragement long after this prayer ends. Remind each believer throughout their day that they are loved, chosen, equipped, and empowered by the living God. We pray all of this in the victorious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our encourager, and our strength. Amen and amen. Beloved, I want you to leave this encounter with God's Word with a settled determination to walk in divine encouragement every single day. Don't let another moment pass where you allow discouragement to rob you of the victorious life Jesus died to give you. Here's your assignment. Every morning when you wake up, declare Joshua 1:9 over your life. Remind yourself that the God of the universe has commanded you to be strong and courageous. Let the Holy Spirit fill you with supernatural encouragement that will carry you through every challenge you face. Share this encouragement with someone today. God has encouraged you so that you can encourage others. Be a vessel of divine encouragement in your family, your workplace, your community, and your church. Remember, you are not alone. Jesus is with you, the Holy Spirit is within you, and the Father is for you. You are equipped, empowered, and encouraged by the living God. Until we meet again, keep walking in divine encouragement, keep trusting in God's faithfulness, and keep declaring His victory over every area of your life. God bless you abundantly.